It is just thrilling to have the group that's going to sing for us right now. For about 16 or 17 years, Brother Rich McDonald has had a singing group made up of the teenagers of our church, some of them, called the Heirs of Grace. And what you see behind me are members of that Heirs of Grace for the last 16 or 17 years, a lot of them. Some of them are current members. Some of the others have gotten older now, have children of their own. And these young people, these young adults and young people are all still serving the Lord. And I'm thrilled they could sing for us this morning. These are young people that grew up here at Faith Baptist Church. Caleb Hansen here this morning, his family. Served here for 8 years. I never saw him have a bad day. Never overflowed the baptistry. When things would go wrong, never fazed him. One story epitomized his ministry here. It was the year that the building was under construction across the parking lot. We had Yard Mart in this building, I think. Ladies, did we have Yard Mart in this building? Craft Sale? Maybe it was Craft Sale. Craft Sale. We had Craft Sale in this building because that one was under construction. And it was Saturday afternoon. I'd been out visiting, and I was standing in the hallway back there, the office nursery hallway. And Brother Caleb came in, as he always did, in a hurry. And when he came in, I thought, he smells like smoke. But it wasn't cigarette smoke, okay? You know, it wasn't marijuana smoke either, okay? So he smelled like smoke. I thought, what in the world? And so after a while, I got around him, and it was like, Caleb, where have you been? And he'd been out visiting his bus route when a house across the street from where he was making a visit caught fire. There was a handicapped man stuck in that house. Somebody was outside crying, and he ran across the street, went in that household fire, helped get that man out. The KQ Fire Department came here in a service, and publicly we asked them. They did it privately. I asked them to come and reenact it here. Publicly gave him a commendation for pulling a man out of the fire. But that epitomized his ministry. He didn't pull people, but one person out of the physical fire. But he pulled a bunch from the fires of hell. What a soul winner. Love people. And it's just a real honor to have him bring this message today. Tony?
It was down at the feet of Jesus, oh, the blessed, happy day, that my soul found peace in believing, and my sins were all washed away. His wondrous love to me. It was down at the feet of Jesus where I found such perfect rest, where the light on my spirit, and my soul was fully blessed. Let me tell the old story of his grace so full and free. Let my heart wondrous love to me, for his wondrous love to me. It was down at the feet of Jesus where I brought story
Thank you so much for that special. How special it is to be at the feet of Jesus. I feel like we've had a little bit of time in heaven this past weekend. That God's presence has been with us. What a special time it has been. I have so many different emotions running through my heart right now. And I look out into the crowd and see so many wonderful people who have invested in my life. And love Faith Baptist Church, as we have heard many times already this morning, the many, many memories that have been made here in the, at this wonderful church and in this wonderful auditorium. Boy, hearing the choir sing, what a blessing, what a blessing. It's hard to sit down when they're singing, bought with a price, amen. Just want to get up and run a little bit and shout a little bit and give God some glory with that song. I was never invited to be a part of the choir, so I sat on this side, the banister, and I just helped myself with the amen section. Amen. Oh, I love the choir. I love the voices of God's people coming together. What a blessing that is. I want to say thank you to Pastor for the 8 years of influence on my life, preacher. I'll never forget shaking your hand at the North Star or the North-South School of Prophets. And then asking, what are you going to do after you graduate? I said, well, I'd like to go work for a pastor somewhere. I had no idea what God had in store. And to be able to come, get a phone call from Pastor Angel a couple of days later saying, would you pray? I said, well, I already know the answer of that one. I don't have to pray. I am packing my bags. I'll be on my way. And never been to the church before, but I'll never forget driving over the Viaduct here. And I was on the phone with my wife, and I told my wife, oh, it's a big church. I can't believe this. We're going to a big church. I come from small churches, just a farm boy. And I became home, still a home, wonderful home. And being able to go to the Reardons that first night and have Brother Reardon influence my life for those 8 years. I was on assistant pastor and don't deserve the investment. I'll never forget, Pastor, the first visit that we made together on a Sunday evening. Molly Rigsby, your husband, had gone into the hospital, and Pastor Angel heard about it. And after a long day of preaching, Pastor Angel said, why don't you go with me to this visit, this house visit? And so we went in, knocked on the door, and went into the home. And I remember sitting there watching Pastor Angel interact with one of his church members. And I remember thinking to myself, this man loves his people very deeply. This man loves his people. And the love that he showed that night, Pastor, it was that night and every service since and every day since, your demonstration of love to the people that are here at Faith Baptist Church and those who worked underneath you. It wasn't just working for Pastor Angel. It was being loved by Pastor Angel. Pastor, I can't say thank you enough for the investment of time. And even now, as the Lord has led our family away from this wonderful place, he's still pastor. I'm still able to call and still able to talk to you, Pastor. Thank you so much for that. It's been such a joy to be able to serve the people at Midwest or at Faith Baptist Church. All the different stories and all the different memories of working together in different projects. My heart is so full. And I'd really have to say, Faith Baptist Church, thank you for investing in my life. And the lessons that you taught me over the 8 years while working beside you, the testimony of faithfulness, what a joy it was to see you. Just be faithful in your post that God had placed you in. I'll say thank you for your investment in my life, your investment in my family. My heart is so blessed this morning. I also want to say the young men at Midwest Bible Baptist Church appreciate this church as well. They have found quite a gold mine in the young ladies of your church. And we're about done with all my cousins are married off. And so it's a blessing. And brothers. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited to be here this morning. What a great privilege it is. And my family's disappointed because, boy, you get to go to Faith Baptist Church on a Sunday morning. We look forward to hearing Pastor Angel. And no, they're disappointed that they get to hear Dad or husband. So here we are. But take your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. We're going to be in verse 13, Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13. The Bible says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others, Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Here Jesus Christ, as he was ministering there in the region, he decided to take his disciples to a place where he could get away just a little bit. The name of the place was Caesarea, 25 miles just north of the Sea of Galilee. And as they were on their way, he stops and he turns to his disciples and he asks them the question, whom do men say that I am? Whom do men say that I am? The disciples, they gave a few answers. We believe, or they believe, some people say that you're John the Baptist. Others say that you're Elias. Others believe that you're Jeremiah. Some say that you're a great prophet. Then he turns to his disciples as they're walking along, and he says, but whom do ye say that I am? Who do you say that I am? And Peter, obviously, as he has many a times, lifted his voice and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You see, Peter understood who Jesus was. He said, you're the Christ. This morning I want to preach a message entitled, Jesus is still the answer. Jesus is still the answer. Peter had been asked, why are you leaving your family and why are you leaving the career that you invested your life in, and why are you following this man, and why are you believing the things that he has taught? And he said, because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. Because of who he is. Jesus was his answer. Others have asked, Peter, how are you going to serve him? Others had asked, Peter, how are you going to be like him? Aren't you just a fisherman? How are you going to be like Jesus Christ? How are you going to preach? Aren't you familiar with casting the nets? Peter, how are you going to get up in front of people and preach the gospel? And Peter said, Jesus, Jesus. You see, Jesus is still the answer. He was the answer in Peter's life. And as Jesus Christ turned to His disciples and they answered what men were saying about Him, then Peter said, "But we, Jesus Christ, we believe You're the Christ." And I believe as the Apostle Peter turned to Jesus and said, "You're the Christ," I believe today we can turn and say, "You're the answer. Jesus is still the answer." If we could fast forward time just a little bit for the Apostle Peter, I believe at the day of Pentecost, as Peter is standing there in the streets of Jerusalem, and as he lifts his voice and he begins to preach, I believe if somebody were to ask him, "Why are you preaching that message?" I believe he would respond, "Because of Jesus. 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 Who are you preaching about, Peter?" The answer would be, "Jesus. Who are you baptizing in the name of, Peter?" "Because of Jesus. His name is Jesus." I believe if we were fast forward through time just a little bit, I believe we could see that at the end of his life, as Peter there dying, as Jesus Christ died, a martyr for Jesus, if we would go up to the face of Peter and say, "Peter, why are you hanging upside down like this? As history tells us, why are you giving your life like this, Peter?" I believe he would say, "Jesus is still the answer today. Jesus has always been the answer. Why I gave up the nets and why I gave up the boat and why I gave up that career and why I went into the ministry, because Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." Oh, yes, Jesus is still the answer. We enjoy family devotions, as Pastor Angel had taught so many times as we were here for those 8 years about family devotions. We'll gather together and we'll have the kids all sitting around the table and we'll read a few verses and we'll sing a song and then we'll ask the kids a couple of questions. And my youngest son, Nathan, he always raises his hand. "I know, I know, I know." I say, "Yes, Nate, what is the answer?" He says, "Jesus, without fail, it's always Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." And this morning, hey, Jesus is still the answer, amen? Jesus is still the answer. I love that old song, "Jesus is still the answer." I believe if we were to go back 50 years from today, we could go and we could ask the pastor starting the church, Brother Smith, if we could go into his office and ask Brother Smith, "Why are you starting a church here on Fairmont, the little white church in Fairmont, Kankakee? Why are you starting the church?" I believe he'd look back in your eyes and he'd say, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." I believe if we were to go into that office and ask Brother Pastor Martin, "Who are you trying to influence in the city? And who are you trying to influence them by?" I believe he would look at you and say, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." I believe if there's, I don't know if there's a choir back then, maybe there was, but I believe if you could go to the choir back then and say, "Who are you singing about today?" They'd respond, "Jesus, Jesus is still the answer." I believe if you could go to the bus captains that were there in those days and ask them, "Who are you bringing boys and girls to today?" I believe their answer would be, "Jesus, Jesus." You see, Jesus is still the answer. How are you going to reach Kankakee, Bourbonnais, Bradley? I believe they'll look at you and say, "By Jesus, Jesus." And this morning, Jesus is still the answer. I believe God has blessed Faith Baptist Church over and over and over and over. I can remember standing down, right down front, at the end of the service. Let me say this. Every service was like a conference at this church. Every service. Pastor Angel would bring such wonderful... Every staff devotions was a conference. Man, you need to preach that one at the next conference, Pastor. Huh? Every time Pastor Angel would preach, it's almost like you could hear the choir of heaven singing, amen. But standing right down front, watching those double doors open up, and watching a junior church worker walk those kids down. Who are you bringing the kids to this morning? Jesus! Jesus is still the answer. Oh, yes, Jesus is still the answer. Faith Baptist Church has not turned to the social gospel. No, no, no. Faith Baptist Church has stayed with the message, Jesus. Jesus is still the answer. Faith Baptist Church has not turned to entertainment, but the answer of being Jesus is what stirs our hearts. Jesus. I believe today if we were to go to the Sunday school teachers and ask them, who are you teaching about? I believe the answer would be Jesus. I believe if we were to go to the bus captains today, 50 years later, and ask them, who are you picking up the boys and girls for? Their response would be, Jesus! Jesus! All of the ushers and all of the individuals working in the Sunday school department, they would all yell out the name, Jesus! Jesus is still the answer. Thank God He is the answer this morning. It hasn't changed. The purpose hasn't changed. No, Jesus is still the answer. After 50 years from Fairmont, the little white church there on Fairmont, to the beautiful church here on Armour Road, the answer is still Jesus. 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 Jesus is still the answer. I believe the Apostle Paul was right in the church in Colossae. There in Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 15. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 15. You can see it for yourself. The Bible talks about how Paul is challenging the church in Colossae. Verse 15, the Bible says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. And by Him were all things created that were in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He who, Jesus, Jesus, is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have preeminence. The Bible says, Jesus here, what a depiction of Jesus Christ. Jesus is still the answer. After 50 years of service, it all comes back to the same name. Jesus. 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 Thank God for that name. How many times has the name Jesus been mentioned from this pulpit? Pastor Angel. How many times has the choir sung the name Jesus? Jesus. Jesus. See, I believe Jesus is still the answer because, number one, it all started with Jesus. It all started with Jesus. As we enjoy all the blessings of God upon our lives, families, and church, we must never forget where it started. The Bible says there in verse 18, and He is the head of the body, the church, who is the what? Beginning. It all started with Jesus. All started with Jesus. August 7th, 1992, when I got down on my knees and trusted Christ as my Savior. I'll never forget that day because, hey, the source of my joy has come from Jesus at the foot of the cross. Brother Luco, you sang the song so well. There at the cross is where it all started. Oh, thank God. Might I say, there at the cross is where the blessings of Faith Baptist Church started. Because Faith Baptist Church is people. And each person going to the cross and joining Faith Baptist Church allowed the blessings of God to come in. And God to look favorably upon Faith Baptist Church for 50 years. It all started there at the foot of the cross. Do you remember that day when you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you remember when you saw that you're a sinner on your way to hell and you called out to Jesus and you said, please save me from my sins? Oh, what a special day that was. Do you remember that day? Oh, how precious. Oh, let your mind go back to Calvary. Spend a little time there every day. It started at Calvary. It started with Jesus. The peace that I enjoy, the love that I'm able to have in my heart, the satisfaction, let me say this, hey, being a Christian has more satisfaction than the world can all muster together. I love being saved, amen. How, thank God for Calvary. Thank God for the cross. Thank God we're able to kneel at the cross. What a special time. What a special time. You see, Jesus is still the answer because it all started with Jesus. I think of the maniac of Gadara. As he was a wild man in the tombs, cutting himself and trying to be tamed, they couldn't tame him. We picked some of them up on the buses, amen? We've experienced that before. Oh. The Bible says, but when he saw Jesus. When he saw Jesus, the Bible says, afar off, it doesn't matter how far away he is. If you can see him, you can run to him. And it all starts right there at the feet of Jesus, the Bible says. He ran and worshiped him. Can you imagine as he, I don't know what he wore as he came home for the first day from the tomb. Can you imagine that? He got all ready to go home. He wasn't allowed to go into the city. He wasn't allowed to go home for quite some time. The Bible doesn't tell us exact timelines there. But can you imagine? He put on his best, knocking on that door. His wife answers the door. How can I help you? You can help me by letting me in. I'm your husband. What happened to you? Whoa! You're in your right mind. That's a blessing for a husband to be, huh? The right mind. All the wives say amen, huh? Yeah. You're in your right mind. You're clothed. You're not cussing and cursing. You're not screaming like a madman, huh? Everything is normal again. What happened to you? I believe the answer is still Jesus. Amen. I met Jesus. Thank God for Jesus in your life. Oh, where would our church, where would Faith Baptist Church be without Jesus? We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here. Jesus is still the answer. Jesus is still the answer. You look from the little white church there on Fairmont to what the church has today. How did that happen? How did that happen? Garden Marks, that's how. No. Amen, Brother Brett. Yes, sir. I love working Brother Brett, man. He's awesome. Junk, junk, junk. 25 cents. Junk, junk, junk. Get another dumpster. Junk, junk. Every year we made about $1.25 with Brother Britt's mind. How'd you get from Fairmont, the little church building there, to what God has provided? All the buildings and the beautiful facility and the number of people that have been saved and baptized and loved God and the faithful church members here at Faith Baptist Church. How'd that happen? Jesus is still the answer. He was back then and He is today and it'll never change. Jesus is still the answer. You see, I must remember that it all starts with Jesus. Might I say, secondly, it all is sustained by Jesus. It all starts with Jesus. It's all sustained by Jesus. It's all sustained by Jesus for 50 years. The church has opened the doors Sunday morning. I was going to say Sunday morning and Sunday night, but they stay open all day on Sundays, huh? Wednesday evenings, the church doors are open. That doesn't happen without some mountains. It doesn't happen without some valleys as well. The Bible says here in verse 17, I want you to see this, and He, Jesus, is before all things, and you see the next word? By Him, all things consist. By Him who? Jesus is still the answer. You see, it all started with Him. Jesus is still the answer because it's all sustained by Him. It says, by Him all things consist. Truly, God enabled some mountain peaks. Boy, we love the mountain peaks. I remember on a big day, we were having Brother Walker in. He comes in with his big carnival and the inflatables and the meal and just all kinds of stuff that we put on. And I can remember walking across the parking lot early on Sunday morning, and the pastor was walking beside me, and he leaned over, "Hey, are you nervous?" I said, "Am I nervous? I'm scared to death about the big day." "So it'll be fine. I learned quite some time ago that everything you do your best, and then God will just provide." Man, that's amazing. I wish I could learn that so quickly. God will provide. God will meet. God will bless the day. Boy, God blessed. I can remember a pastor pushing for that 1,200 on a Sunday morning. Boy, working and working and working and working. Asking the Lord, please bless. Let us hit our goal. And then coming in on Sunday night, the Walkers were here. 1,209. Boy, as pastor announced, "Are you ready?" "Well, we had 1,000. Let's sing another song. All right. Well, we had 1,209. Man, wow. God is so good. Boys and girls and adults saved. And thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. A mountain peak. I think of time when the excavators came and the fence went up around here. How exciting it was to kick off the second VU, first one I got to be involved in. But watching the excavators come and dig out the asphalt there in the parking lot and moving the buses out of the way and watching them pour the footings and all of that take place, and then the steel structure go in, and then this Sunday when we're able to actually have a Sunday school over there and junior church, and what a blessing. Man, it's so good to get out of the cramped space in the church building, huh? Boy, God's been so good. So good. So good. God enabled the mountain peaks. But I want to say this, God sustained the valleys. God sustained the valleys. I'll never forget the Saturday morning, or Saturday afternoon, rather, coming back from soul winning. Pastor Angel said there was a shower that was taking place that early afternoon. The ladies had been preparing, and the ladies were going getting gifts for the young lady that was having the shower. As one of the church ladies went to purchase a gift from her home, purchase the gift and then come to the shower, she was T-boned on the gravel road, Patty LaRue. I'll never forget Pastor coming in on that Saturday afternoon just with a heavy heart. You see, it was her turn to sing the solo in the choir the next Sunday morning, or the next morning. I'll never forget Pastor having a teacher go in to that, I think it was first and second grade girls' class, and sit down with those first and second grade girls and try to explain to them that their teacher is now in heaven. God met with those girls in a special way. And then coming to the auditorium when something like that happens the day before the service, it's on everybody's heart. As the congregation began to sing, there were tears being shed. And then the choir is the next event up. The people were singing in the choir. Choir members were lifting their voices. And as it came time for her part to be sung, Pastor Angel had asked the sound men to play the recording of her singing that a year before or sometime before. We listened to her voice here on earth from heaven. Huh? And God's grace came and strengthened the church. You see, it all starts with Jesus. It all is sustained by Jesus. Faith Baptist Church, how have you done that? How have you survived different trials and broken hearts and difficult times? How have you been able to do that? I believe the answer resounds back. Jesus is still the answer. Jesus is still the answer. He started it all and He sustains it all this morning. Oh, thank God. He's still the answer. Still the answer. I think of that song in the valley. We oftentimes sing to ourselves, Christ is all I need. Christ is all I need. All I need. Christ is all I need. Christ is all I need. All I need. And God's people say, yes, Jesus. Still the answer. Thank God for Calvary. But thank God for grace in between. It sustains us in the midst of the trial. Oh, thank God. He sustains us. I want to say lastly, Jesus is still the answer because it's all submitted to Him. Someday it's all submitted back to Jesus. Someday we will leave this world. That which has been done for Christ will be the only thing that lasts. I think of the tracts passed out. Huh? Different individuals passing out tracts. They're counting for eternity. I think of the bus captains. It's a great privilege. Great privilege to be able to work with the bus captains at Faith Baptist Church. For 8 years. 12-13 of them. Had some good times in the bus meeting. Did some crazy things together. Special men. Special men. Every Saturday as you go out early and you're sweating, you got the sweat tie on, you know? You're going knocking doors and the sun is beaming off those trailers. As you're inviting people to church, you think, is it really worth it? Is it really worth it? The soul winners on Tuesday morning, you ladies gathering together and you go out and in the summer months it's hot, in the winter it's freezing cold, obviously. Is it really worth it? The fellas coming and teasing each other for a good 15-20 minutes before her. We dismiss. We gave challenges, I don't know what they did, but we were all joking around, having a good time. You went out and knocked doors and still meet and still knock doors. And the buses ran yesterday. And the teachers preparing the lessons and getting up in front of the classes and pouring out your heart week after week after week. And sometimes old smutty face comes and he asks the question, what's the purpose of all this? Why are you doing all this? Oh, let me tell you. Because someday it's all going to be submitted to Jesus Christ. Jesus is still the answer this morning. Someday, the Bible says there in verse 16, let's go over there. Verse 16, Colossians chapter 1. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth. Visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him. And what is it? For Him. for Him. Thank the Lord. It's not about a bus route. It's not about a Sunday school class. It's not about a person. No, it's about the Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is still the answer this morning. Yes, He is the answer. May I invite you to a scene that will take place someday. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 10. I believe we've enjoyed the fellowship that's going to be in heaven this weekend. Can you imagine thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people gathered together before the throne of God, all fellowshipping, all having one common connection, that's the blood of Jesus Christ connecting us. One church! We've accepted Christ as our Savior. We're on our way to heaven, and someday we will stand before the Lord, and oh, what a precious sight that will be. The Bible says there in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 10, and the 24 elders fell down before Him that sat on the throne and worshipped Him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. I want you to flip over there to chapter 5 and see, as the Bible says in verse 11, And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, millions gathered around the throne of God. The Bible says, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing, and every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four be saying, Amen. I believe Amen is biblical. Hallelujah. It's right there. You'll be saying it sooner or later. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped Him that liveth forever and ever. Someday it's all going to come to the throne room of God. And all that I've done, all that you've done, the faithful men and women will stand there before God Almighty. And we will submit that which we have done on earth. Not in a braggadocious way, but in a humble way. So undeserving to be able to serve the Lord. I take what I have received in my hands, dear Jesus, and I cast them at Your feet. Someday, Faith Baptist Church, I believe that You have been so faithful for the last 50 years, investing in individuals and getting the gospel out. I think it's going to be a very special day. I think of my soul winning partner, Greg Payne. It's going to be a special day. It's going to be a special day. Think of Brother Nemeth. It's going to be a special day. I think of Brother Irvin. I think of Mrs. Irvin. Our kids learned to shake hands at church by going up to Mrs. Irvin and shaking her hand. I think of Mrs. Irvin. Think of a man who is very special, and his name has been mentioned often, and I can't head it down here. I got to say his name, Brother Lewis. I also think of his wife, Mrs. Lewis, who helped him every morning get ready for the bus route. Every Sunday get ready for the preparation of starting those buses, the cold and then the heat. I'll never forget that Sunday night when we had bus ministry recognition. We had a DVD that we presented with Brother Lewis, featuring Brother Lewis. Then we asked Brother Lewis to come to the platform, remember that? And then we asked all the families that have been a part of Faith Baptist Church through the bus ministry, come join on the platform. Oh, how precious it was to see the platform fill up because of that man's testimony. And someday, all that has been done for Christ will be presented to the Lord. And I believe the voice says of mankind will cry out, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. You see, Jesus is still the answer because it all started with Him. Jesus is still the answer because it all is sustained by Him. Jesus Christ is still the answer because it's all submitted to Him. It's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is still the answer. The 15th century Christians were being gathered together. The Christians were being burnt at the stake. As I read through the story of martyrs who gave their life for Christ, I read about one man who walked through the crowd. His wife and his kids were watching him. They encouraged him. It won't be long, you'll see Jesus, Daddy. It won't be long, you'll see Jesus. They encouraged him as he was walking, being led to the stake. The stake was prepared. The kindling was around the stake. His hands were tied behind him. The soldier came and took the fire and lit the kindling there at the stake. The fire began to burn. As the fire burnt his skin, it burned through his body into his bones. His hands were down towards the flame, and as the fire was burning, the ropes burnt off his hands. And in his dying words, as he lifted his finger up towards heaven, he cried out, "None but Christ! None but Christ! None but Christ!" Those who are watching, they said his index finger was on fire as he pointed towards heaven, and he said, "None but Christ! None but Christ!" And then his head slumped in his chest as he took his last breath. None but Christ. Might I say, church, none but Christ. It all starts. Jesus is still the answer. Jesus is still the one that gives this substance as you go through the mountain peaks and the valleys. Jesus is still the answer towards my faithfulness, because someday I'll submit that which He has allowed me to do to Him. We all desire well done. Jesus is still the answer. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Maybe you're here this morning. And you'd say, "Brother Caleb, I'm not 100% sure that heaven is my home. But I want to know that. I want to know where I'm going to spend eternity." Maybe you'd say, "Without a shadow of a doubt, when I die, I know where I'm going. Heaven is my home. I can go back to that time when I knelt at Calvary and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior." You'd say, "Here's my hand. I remember when I got saved." Would you slip your hand up? "I remember when I got saved." Yes, yes. God bless you. You may put your hands down. Maybe you'd say, "I do not remember that. I do not have a specific day when I went to Calvary and I asked Christ to come into my heart and save me." But I believe today I need that. Jesus is the answer for my lost condition. Here's my hand. Would you slip your hand up? I'll just pray for you. I'm not 100% sure that I'm going to heaven when I die. But I want to know, yes, sir, I see that hand. God bless you. Me too. I'm not 100% sure that heaven is my home. I see that hand. God bless you. Yes, sir. Me too. Here's my hand. Yes, I see that hand. God bless you as well. Jesus is the answer for you. Once you come, trust Christ as your Savior today. Don't delay. Don't delay. Maybe you'd say, throughout the course of the message, God spoke to my heart. I've been faithful, but I understand someday I'm going to submit it all to the Lord. God spoke to my heart. Here's my hand. Would you slip your hand up? God spoke to my heart throughout the course of the message. Here's my hand. Would you slip your hand up? Yes, yes. God bless you. Your hands are raised. Let's stand to our feet. You raise your hand saying, I'm not 100% sure that heaven is my home. Why don't you come? The music is going to begin on the first note. Why don't you come? There's a man right here that is ready to talk to you about knowing for sure that you're on your way to heaven. That's right. That's right. Maybe you need to come and just ask God, God, help me to stay faithful to the end. Maybe you've come to get baptized today. Why don't you come? Follow the Lord in believers' baptism. As the instruments begin to play, why don't you come? The altar is open.
Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, and you're praying. If you need to visit the altar, now is the time to come. If you are here today to follow the Lord in believers' baptism and take that first step of obedience, I would encourage you to come now. If you raised your hand just a moment ago and you said you're not sure where you're going to spend eternity, and you need to know that heaven is going to be your home while we wait, would you please come? Just slip out of the aisle. Slip out to the aisle. One has already come this morning. Would you join them, please? I hate for you to leave today and not know for sure that you're on your way to heaven. So if you're not sure that you're saved, would you please come while we wait? Our heads are bowed. We have time. That's right. God bless you, dear lady. Amen. Amen. Sharon, going to need you right here.